And sometimes technology says no. And that's the times when an album would be nice, but I don't tend to carry wax like Mr. Boatwright did. Another lesson I'm going to have to learn from the gentleman himself. What we started to hear was Maybe from The Filter off their full-length album, Trespasser. It was sounding good while we had it. Before that, as I said, Unusual Symphony with a track called All Along from their release, Unusual Symphony. We're getting ready for something very special to happen very live right here. But before we do, let me just tell you one last thing. Again, tomorrow, Friday, at 4 o'clock. Hey, we have all kinds of times, all kinds of great things happening. Here's the important thing. Get out to Hamtramck to the Lumpkin Lodge and check out Lump Fest 2, Summer Lumpin'. All right? A whole lot of good times, a whole lot of good people. Where is this? 12038 Lumpkin. I just have to spell it out because some of these addresses. 12038 Lumpkin. It's the Lumpkin Lodge, y'all. That's what you want to look up in Hamtramck. Who are you going to see? Coin Laundry, Lament, Virgil Shep and the Ear Hustlers, Black Market Prescription, Black Market RX, how you want to pronounce it. They're out of Toledo. And White B. All right. That's just the main stage. A whole lot more going on. But here's what's going on right now. It's 5 o'clock. It's that time right here on WHFR Dearborn. And we have some gentlemen who deserve your attention, have been working many years bringing you great music. I'm talking about none other than Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. Jeremy, you guys ready?
Yeah.
We're about to make it happen. Tell me if you're ready to do this.
Let's do it.
All right, then. What's the first track you're going to play for the people?
Well, we got a new record out. That record's called Above the Sweet Tea Line. We're going to do track 2 off of that, and this song's called Bottled Regrets.
You heard it. Jeremy Porter and the Tucos, Bottled Regrets on Motor Live Drive at 5. Kick it.
We'll be right back.
All right, all right. Jeremy Porter and the Tucos, Bottled Regrets from the new album, Above the Sweet Tea Line. You know, somebody warned me, you got to watch out for those endings when Jeremy Porter and the Tucos are happening. Hey.
How you doing, man?
Glad to have you back.
It's good to be here. Can't really hear you all that well out here.
No?
No.
Okay. We take care of things as they happen.
That's better. All right.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. Yeah. These gentlemen standing with you today.
Handsome bunch.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. One we definitely remember, Mr. Doman. How do we pronounce this?
Yeah, you remember Gabe, Gabriel. Gabriel's playing the drums.
Kicking it on sticks. Hello, Gabriel.
Hello.
And there's this new fellow over here in this subdued...
We call him Patty. We call him Patty Two Shoes.
Mr. Two Shoes with the two Cos.
That's correct.
Introduce yourself for us, please.
Pat O'Harris.
Pat O'Harris?
Yes.
On bass?
Yep.
Definitely looking gorgeous today.
Thank you.
But welcome aboard to Jeremy Porter and the Two Cos. Sounding good. Sounding great.
Patty's been with us since about July, I guess. Yeah. So last we had our original bass player Jason, and he stepped down in June or so, and we made the transition over a few weeks, and we took Patty out on tour in the fall, and then we recorded the record with him starting right around the end of the year.
Well, it's good. Everybody's friendly and cool about it. Bands take note. Okay, this is how professionals do it.
Well, look, the split with Jay was completely amicable. I mean, he's been our brother for a long time. He still comes out to see us. He's a great guy. You know, we miss him, but you know, that Patty's doing great, and it's you know, things change, and sometimes it's for the better.
But the writing is still just as great as it's been.
Well, thanks, man.
All right, tell us about it.
Well, you know, I don't know what there is to say. You know, just sit down with an acoustic guitar and pound out some songs that I think are going to be fun to play live, and take them down in the basement and play them for these guys, and then we hack them up together for a few weeks, and usually take them out on the road for a couple months before we record them. Yep.
And how long were you in the studio for this one?
This one took about 4 months start to end, and the first one took about 14 months. So we went in and we just really kind of buckled down and did it, and you know, we were a lot more diligent about, you know, more nights a week, not taking long breaks, things like that. And we were also a lot more focused and just sort of, you know, let's get a good take early on, and then let's move on to the next thing. You know, let's not dwell on obtaining perfect, because usually the magic lies somewhere short of perfect. So we kind of took that approach and got it done a heck of a lot quicker, and we're pretty pleased with the results.
What's that saying? Perfection is the enemy of good? Or something like that. I don't know. All I know is it's sounding great. Now, we did something interesting. We started out with track number 2, and we're going where?
Yeah, now we'll do that opening track. Now we'll do a song called Josh. This is about a cat that I had when I was a kid, and I grew up in the Upper Peninsula, and Josh, he was a hunter. He liked to go out, and he used to bring my mom home presents every day. You know, he'd find a rabbit's nest, and my mom would get a dead baby rabbit every day for about a week, and you couldn't steal. So she put a bell on his collar, right? It's to give give his prey a chance so that they could hear him coming, and you know, and it was a pretty loud bell too, and it took Josh about a day and a half to figure that thing out, and he was right back into business in no time at all. So,
Cook, where's my Hoss and Pfeffer?
Yeah, he was a cool cat.
All right, Josh. Yeah, we bring you back in song with Jeremy Porter and the Tucos right here on Motor Live Drive at 5.
Cat went out.
chased around a cedar tree by a big old mean red fox in orange and white was all you could see. But he lived to tell about it and to fight another day. But he never really walked or acted quite the same. Josh just didn't come home. Somewhere there's a field where he still roams. You know he's waiting for my mom to let him in.
You know, you're gonna break my heart in a song, right? That story is just like, yeah, I can relate to that just about. Mine was named Snap.
Snap.
And
he was a troublemaker?
Yes, he was. He was a constant scrapper. We had just lost a cat right before him. And there we were mourning that cat when it was like Snap just knocked on the door. And we opened it and he walked in like, I heard you had an opening. And then he was with us for the next 10 years, and I could go on. He just ran the neighborhood.
They're part of the family, right?
That's why you tune into Motor, to hear my personal stories and learn just how much this music can be personal and intimate to the people writing it. Man, so is this something that how long has this been going on for you now, man? We talked earlier about how many years you've been doing this.
This band here has been together now for going on about, I think, 4 or 5 years. November of 2009, does that sound right? So 5 years, I guess. And I mean, I've been at it since I was a teenager up in the Upper Peninsula, up in Marquette, playing bars since I was about 16. Moved down here after high school and was in a band downriver called Slugbug for about a decade, and then I was in a band called The Off Ramps for about a decade.
Yeah.
And Off Ramps came in here a couple times.
Uh-huh.
And then
yeah.
I did a little solo acoustic run there for probably about 2 years, and then after that I got the two goes together. So yeah, I've been at it for a while. I'm an
seen
old
a lot
man.
Of things, done a lot of things.
Wise,
sharing.
Old, handsome man.
Anybody out there you want to say hello to, sharing in that handsomeness?
I don't like to share my handsomeness with anyone.
Okay.
Let's be clear about that.
Except for the wife.
Yeah. People.
She's out in Idaho right now, so yeah.
Well, y'all take note. Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. Three handsome fellas you want to get out to see with definitely personal intimate music from the new album Above the Sweet Tea Line. We're glad to welcome them back and keep playing songs like these next two. What's coming up for us?
All right, this tune here, this is a song called Hey Kentucky. This is track one off of side two off of our record. And it's a song we wrote after some hijinks on the road with some friends of ours from down in Kentucky.
So now is this going to be, you say side two?
Yeah, on the record, this would be side two, track one on the for the vinyl. But on the CD, I guess it would be track six.
But now, here's the cool thing. You're putting out vinyl as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
All right. There's a whole lot of audiophiles tuned in to Motor Live Drive at 5 who just got keen to hearing that from you.
All right.
Especially since, guys, these Jeremy Porter and the Tucos are the real thing. These are real musicians. Not just learn their instruments, but don't try to take them in a jam session. They'll woodshed you in a heartbeat. Hey Kentucky, from Jeremy Porter and the Tucos.
sun beats through them drapes at that Motel 6 from hell. We'll say farewell. Kentucky, what you played? That jukebox was a hat song. You're heading back with all that sweet tea lime for too long. Hey, Michigan, go play a couple of songs of your own before we go. Even if that last run shows it's been great, you're doing what you love some other day.
Jeremy Porter and the Tucos, Hey Kentucky. Yeah, that was sounds like you had a good time out there on that show.
It was good. The next morning wasn't so fun.
Did we reach for a couple of Excedrin or what
yeah,
have
something.
You? Something to take the pains away. Now, where have you been of late? I heard Cincinnati.
Yeah, you know, we've been on the road since this record came out, on and off. We went down and played. We played Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Dubuque, and Iowa City,
Dayton,
Nashville. Yeah, we've been
Chicago.
All over the place. Yeah.
So the Midwest done been hit.
What's that?
The Midwest done been hit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're still at it. I mean, we're going out in a couple more weeks. We're going out to Minneapolis, Indianapolis, Des Moines, and then in the fall, we're gonna go do a longer run, probably down southeast.
All right, now. Did I hear correctly? Grand Rapids coming?
Grand Rapids is Saturday, yeah. That's our first time the Tucos have played Grand Rapids, I think.
Now, where about, you know the club?
Tip Top Deluxe Bar and Grill.
Folks, you got your warning. Get out the Tip Top Deluxe this Saturday.
That's right.
What time is this?
Oh, it's, you know, usual rock and roll time. Show will probably start around 10.
All right.
We've got an opening band out there called the Four Lincolns, and then we're on after them. We'll probably be on sometime around 11 or shortly after.
Folks, get out there in time to get your whistle wet and get your places set so you get a good seat, a good place to stand and dance, because you guys will make people dance. How is it watching the floor when you're swinging full tilt?
I don't know. Sometimes they're just scared. I'm going to be honest with you. You know
what?
It depends on the room. I mean, we play all kinds of things. You know, we played a country music festival down in Nashville, and you know, they were used to cover bands and things like that. They weren't sure what was going on, but they warmed up to us. We did the Detroit River Days last Friday down on down in the shadow of the Rensen. And
I was there, you know, Sunday, as a matter of fact.
It was cool. Yeah, we played Friday afternoon, and it was cool. People were digging it. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes we get people up and dance. Sometimes we just get people up front and on their heads, you know. And sometimes we get those, you know, those barflies scattered against the back wall, just kind of seeing what's going on. So it's all sorts of different folks.
Well, keep doing your thing and keep making them feel like changing their attitude and shaking it. What you gonna have for them to shake to now?
We're gonna do an older song. This one's actually not on the record. This song's called Plan B, and this is on a 7-inch that we put out about 6 months after our last record came out. So this is the A side of that 7-inch.
Here we go. Plan B. Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. We'll be right back.
troubles are what you do best. Picking up the pieces and leaving to the test. Putting all your friends and lovers to the test. Shaking up emotion, the parts you throw. Putting soup down in it, you're the toe. Got a hot potato, but you won't let it go. One and only died of the people you know. Shake it on, baby. Come home to me. You've got enough air. It's time for Plan B. Shake it up, baby. For Plan B. Stop for Plan B. Stop for Plan B. Stop for Plan B.
Plan B from Jeremy Porter and the Tucos from the 7-inch. Yeah. Now, I'm looking at all the things that you guys are doing in terms of CDs and wax from New Fortune, and there's a whole lot happening there. Tell me about New Fortune and your success with them.
Yeah, New Fortune's, they're great people. They're out of Detroit. They're a Detroit label. They're a vinyl label, so they're everything they do comes out on vinyl. It's almost all Detroit bands. All the vinyl is pressed in Detroit, and just super supportive of the Detroit music scene and Detroit bands. Just great people. It's been a lot of fun working with them for the last 3-4 years.
Now, how often do you get back up to the UP?
At least once or twice a year. You know, my wife and I, we go up there and do a mountain bike race every August, and try to get up there with a band at least once a year. That's been a little bit of a challenge lately because the best music venue up there closed.
Whoa.
But I still got a lot of really good friends up there and a ton of friends from there, so it's a fairly regular stop for us.
Okay. So we like the fact that they're supporting you all the more. Tip of the hat to New Fortune, getting this music out here, CD, vinyl. Question now becomes, where can people get a Jeremy Porter and the Tucos album?
You know, the easiest place is just go to our website, which is thetucos.com.
Now spell that for us, because I used to put two C's in there. And
nope,
it's
thetucos.com.
thetucos.com.
Yeah, and there's a link right at the top for the store, and we've got all of our stuff is available there, and it's also available, I mean, anywhere. You can get it on Amazon, obviously Bandcamp, iTunes, all that stuff. So it's not hard to find if you're looking for our stuff, but a good place to start is our website, and you can get everything from our vinyl to our CDs, t-shirts, beer koozies, you name it.
And all the events coming up, all the tour dates and the places.
Absolutely, yep. All the tour dates are up to date. There's a bio. There's streaming and downloadable music. You know, pictures of Patty in his shoes. So, yeah, everything. Anything you could want.
And definitely they can find you on Facebook.
Absolutely, yeah. There's all that stuff is linked right off our site, yep.
Well, tell everybody who's at home right now, maybe or not at home, better yet, who's on the go, got their little portable device with them, where else can you find you? Are you tweeting? Are you tumbling?
Yeah. I have a Twitter that I do fairly regularly, and that's Jeremy Porter MI. MI being from Michigan.
Hello.
And, you know, that's linked off of our website, too. We're definitely out there on the Facebooks.
Instagrams.
Absolutely. Instagram. Yep, all that stuff. It's so linked right off the front page of our site.
So people can see how good-looking Patty is and check out those shoes.
Look, I can't tell them not to look.
Okay.
It's like staring into an eclipse, right? It's so beautiful that you can't help it, even though you may be blind when you turn away.
It burns a little.
They got penicillin for that.
You know, on that note, that works right with the next track you're about to play for us.
Yeah, this tune here, this is called Knocked Out Cold, and this is the pop rock segment of the new record.
We'll give it to him. Jeremy Porter and the Tucos are Knocked Out Cold.
Always a bridesmaid you never under. Should have taken the time, put you first. All I got is a photograph, memory of that little lamb. Get you always on my mind. Make it work, I said I'll make the time. Couple of days I really had a blast. Should have known this could never last. Gone away. That's how you want it, okay. Gone away. But stood still since then.
Have it, Jeremy Porter and the Tucos, the pop rock portion of the show. That should have got you up dancing. That should have got you up moving. And if we could get, we're not being heard out in the studio right now.
Oh, I just turned you up, yeah.
There we go. Hey, y'all. You're listening to Motor Live Drive at 5 on WHFR.FM or 89.3, streaming live over the World Wide Web or via portable apps, be it your Android, your iOS. Are we on BlackBerry? Is anyone on BlackBerry? Well, if they are, you'll find WHFR. That's all you got to look for. Just type in WHFR, whether it's TuneIn Radio, your public radio player app, what have you. Shoutcast, we're there. Better yet, just go to WHFR.FM and press, listen live now. And you'll hear Jeremy Porter and the Tucos here today promoting their new album, Above the Sweet Tea Line. You just heard Knocked Out Cold. And we've got Jeremy, we've got Gabe, we've got Pat, we've got great music. We want to keep this rolling. We're having a ball right now, and the time is flying, and you've got a whole album to share. You know what? Why don't we actually share that album with a caller? We've been telling you how to tune in. Now let's tell you how to reach us. Take these numbers down so you can win yourself a copy of Jeremy Porter and the Tucos Above the Sweet Tea Line. All right? Now don't call yet, but here's the numbers first. 313-845-9676. That's the local number. 313-845-9676. And you're going to have to hit extension 1. Don't call now. Stop that. All right? Go away.
You tell them, man. You're the boss.
The reason why I say stop calling now is because we want to make this fair and across the board. Here's the other number we have for you. This is the 800 number. So if you're calling from the UP, as you better well be, you can not run up your bill. And this is 800-585-4322. All right? Once again, that's 1-800-585-4322, extension 9676. And I'm going to extend this a little bit further. Hit me up on the Motor Live Drive at 5 on Facebook. Whoever gets here first gets a copy of Above the Sweet Tea Line, Jeremy Porter and the Tucos from New Fortune Records. Guys, let's give them a play of what they're going to be hearing. And then we're going to come back and tell them about this CD album cover that is quite unique.
All right. Look at them phones lighting up in there. Oh, my God. I hope they don't catch on fire.
Well, we got to talk about this album cover after Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah, let's do that. That's the last song on the record.
Trouble in Paradise, Jeremy Porter and the Tucos.
Take
Wow. Trouble in Paradise. Jeremy Porter and the Two Coves. Okay, now we got to talk about this. I love the hitchhiker on the cover of the album. What do we have here? Somebody wearing a horse head.
Yeah, this that the cover art for the record was shot by this guy named Tony Detroit, and he's a little bit of an Instagram celebrity. He's I think he's been like on Good Morning America and all this stuff, and he's got tons and tons of followers on there. And I've always been a fan of his stuff. And coming up with a cover art for a record is always just a huge challenge. But I reached out to Tony, and he was super, super cool about it. And that's his wife on the cover and the back cover. And that's kind of the story behind it. Well, it seemed to fit the title. It's interesting. It's unique. So we just ran with it, you know.
It's interesting. It stands out. You won't forget this. People, when you go to the record store, look for the young lady with the tattoos hitchhiking wearing a horse's head. Okay, you can't. The horse's head. The hitchhiking horse's head.
No horses were harmed.
No horses were harmed in the making of this album. Hey, now, tell me something. Anybody, while we still have a film industry, are you getting your music put into some soundtracks?
We're kind of working on that a little bit, sort of the TV angle and everything. It's so hard these days because nobody's really buying records or anything anymore. So you're definitely not going to make your money off of your album sales, you know. And touring is sometimes lucrative, but touring is expensive too. And we, you know, yeah, we usually tend to drink more than we make, so we don't usually come home with wads of cash in our pockets or anything. But, you know, people are trying to get creative on how they actually make money, and whether it's TV shows or commercials or video games or anything, you know. Anytime you get a chance to jump in on something like that, you always got to take it, because that's the new age of where the money's at with music these days.
So, pun intended, if somebody says, Jeremy Porter and the Two Coves, we want to feature you in this new release, web series, movie, TV show, or video game. You're down.
Absolutely.
You're game for that.
Yeah, sure.
People, you heard it. Jeremy Porter and the Two Coves. More importantly, you're hearing Above the Sweet Tea Line, and you still have your opportunity to get in here and get yourself a copy. No charge on this one. But definitely worth your time, worth your while. It's worth your money, for sure, that. Produced by Tim and Eddie Padalon. Now, we've seen them work with the Static Dial. How'd you get with these guys?
You know, those guys are great. They're the bass player and guitar player for Sponge. They own a studio out in Saline on a horse farm,
ironically.
Yeah,
and been just, out there, that's horse country.
Just great guys. And you know, if you don't like our record, it's our fault, but if you love our record, it's because those guys made us sound good. And they, you know, I don't know if I've ever worked, I do know that I've never worked with someone as sort of insightful and creative and just motivational as those guys. They definitely get the best out of us, and I know they're every bit as responsible for as good as these records are as we are, for sure.
We miss that Sponge sound, but definitely glad to see them still working with so many artists who have come through Motor and definitely are doing Above the Sweet Tea Line. That's what I want to say. Get this. It sounds good. The produced version sounds great. It's still gritty and funky in its own way. It ain't too clean. But best of all, you're hearing what the gritty live version sounds like, which is where you guys live best. Give them a sample of what they hear when they come out. What's next for them?
We're going to do a song off our last record. That record was called Partner in Crime. Pretty sure that's the last time we were in the studio here. It was shortly after that record came out.
Got a copy. We played a track earlier before you went on live. You Owe Me a Heart. People feel that. Well, every time we get it on, you got one from this album now.
Yeah, we're gonna do Little Miss Awesome.
Little, yes. All right then, Jeremy Porter and the Two Coves. Little Miss Awesome.
Yeah.
found a picture of you standing outside your brand new house with a smile on your face. Now tell me, what's all that about? Well, this will probably lead to nothing. It was a long way back beside. Did you ever wonder why it took us just a minute to say goodbye? Well, it's nice to get a postcard from the sunny south, but did you ever stop to think that maybe better off without? You're laughing and you're smiling and your funny little ways. It was a moment back, yeah, funny how this hole in my heart stayed. Thought I'd come until you had to say it.
Little Miss Awesome from the former album, Partner in Crime, from Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. Now, they're up here promoting this new album, Above the Sweet Tea Line, featuring the photography of Tony Detroit and Mrs. Detroit, a.k.a. the most gorgeous horse you ever did see tattooed and hitchhiking on the front of an album cover. Just fabulous. I like this. This is what you call Michigan creativity. Now, you guys got in on the production as well, because it's credited to the Patlin Brothers and you. And Gabriel, you got in on mixing and engineering this. How did you guys decide to get out to Saline, get with them? Did they come to you? Did you get with seek them out?
Well, you know, that's a good question. The truth is that when we started working on this, on that first record, that Partner in Crime record, we were talking about studios, and there's a lot of really cool places around Detroit to record, but there was a band out of Detroit called the Fags, with Tim Patlin and John Speck, and those guys put out a couple of my favorite records, and they were so good, and I just loved the way they sounded. They just sounded huge, and I knew that the Patlin Brothers had been around for a long time making records, and I loved what they did with those records, and it just seemed like it was the first place we called. We drove out there, we met those guys, they couldn't have been more cool, and that's just where we started. And normally I don't know if I've ever gone back. I've recorded at some cool places, but I've never gone back to the same place, just because I always like to do something different. But this time we went back. We went
two
back
albums
to this
in, and the magic is still there.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, like I said, those guys are just great, and they're, you know, they
bring out the best
out of us, and they're as responsible for that these records as we are, for sure. I don't know if they would stand up and admit that, but
you know, it's a good thing to hear that. I'm sorry, I just can't not think of like the Daniel Lanois, Brian Eno analogy, having these two guys work with you the way they did with you two.
Well, yeah, and it's not we don't necessarily work with them together. I mean, they're both in the loop. They're both there. You know, they both know what's going on. But how it worked out for this record is we did all of the basic tracks, all the rhythm stuff, most of the guitars and all that stuff with Tim. And then when it came time to do vocals and harmonies and the sort of the finishing touches, the gloss over the whole thing, we worked with Andy. Because, I mean, Andy's just got this great gift for getting great vocal takes and these beautiful harmonies. And Tim's just got this magic for, you know, just these great arrangement ideas, great, you know, great drum parts, great bass parts and everything. And it's sort of the best of both worlds. So and they're interchangeable too. So if Tim couldn't make it, we'd get Andy in, and if Andy couldn't make it, we'd get Tim in. And they're, you know, they're just really talented guys.
So they had their own individual strengths, but
they do. But I, you know, they, like I said, they're even like if Andy wasn't available to do vocals, we would just do them with Tim, and it worked out great. So it wasn't that rigidly segregated.
Okay.
But it, you know, that was sort of the approach that we took.
But the magic started with your writing.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
You and your acoustic.
Well, you got to have the songs, right? I mean,
hello.
If you know, you can, if you have a good song, then you can record it in a garage or on your phone or anything, and if it's a good song, it's going to show through, you know.
Okay, another reason to go see Jeremy Porter and the Tucos is, after all this time, he can keep it modest, but here's the best thing: he can back it up anytime he picks up that guitar and steps up to a microphone. Please do so now.
Yeah, we're going to do a song that we didn't actually write. This is a song by kind of a country punk band out of the 80s called the Long Riders. And we've been doing this lately in our live set. The song's called Lights of Downtown.
There you hear it. Lights of Downtown. Jeremy Porter and the Tucos.
Lost my sanity.
back to downtown, where I shot that old man down. Now the heat's calling me, lost my insanity.
Lights of Downtown. Tell us again who did that originally.
The Long Riders.
All right, now
Riders
we
Riders with a Y, R Y D E R S. They were an '80s band, kind of like a sort of a polished cowpunk thing, you know.
Okay, was that? I'm just thinking, Maria. I don't know. There was a time when the crossover was definitely happening, country and punk, and not Maria Muldaur, but what we heard was Jeremy Porter and the Tucos do their take on it, and that was the best part. I hate to see the time run out because we have a good time. And I love to see guys come in here, guys, gals, people. I'm just to be clear, anybody come in here and rock out, wear their two cool shoes and their two clean Marcus Miller bass guitars. We got Patty O'Harris. Gabriel, I want to get this right. Dooman?
Yeah, sure, that's good.
All right.
He's not picky.
And Jeremy Porter. This is Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. New Fortune Records, new album, Above the Sweet Tea Line. Go out and get it. Go to their website and get it. TheTucos.com. That's one C. The Tucos. The TheTucos. .com. Catch them on Twitter, Jeremy Porter MI. You say you got Instagram.
Yeah, everything's available off that website. That's your hub to the Tucos Central.
The media hub. We have to have a media hub, and it's thetucos.com.
We ain't hiding.
They're out there. Go get them. Go get them this Saturday at the Tip Top Deluxe Bar and Grill in Grand Rapids. Then find where else they're going to be. They're on tour. They're coming your way. You should be headed their way. TheTucos.com. They're going to kick off some more music. We got some time left. Throw it at them. What are we going to hear?
We're going to do an elimination round.
Elimination Round. Now, what would they find this one on? This is from the new album.
Yeah, this is on the new album. This is what boys, track three, I think. Track three off of that.
Definitely. Track three from Above the Sweet Tea Line.
Elimination Round.
Thanks. this time around. Elimination round.
We want to thank Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. We want you to get out and get some Above the Sweet Tea line. Check out their artwork. We're about to post it on the Facebook page. I'm going to let Jeremy Porter do his thing.
The price of living hard all these days. This time maybe you can set aside. Baby, did I take you by surprise? Drowning in a barrel of my tears. Hoping that that anxious sad look disappeared. This time, baby, you can set aside all the things I've done before to make you cry. All the arguments I made that don't.
Hey everybody, this is Jeremy Kittle and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Thanks for listening.
Well, say, I meant to ask you, how was Mrs. Richardson's party the other day?
Oh, it was very nice. She's the most perfect housekeeper I've ever seen. Her house is absolutely immaculate.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Her table looked just beautiful. Of course, there was a good reason for that.
Well, why not? America's finest silver plate is 1847 Rogers Brothers.